Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Reaction Monday from the Twin Peaks Studios on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Texas chill. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Deshaun Watson wants out. J.J. Watt, he wanted out. A lot of coaches never even entertained coming in. Whitney Merciless, when he left, he said the Texans got problems at the tippity top. Randall Cobb never had handcuffs slapped on those wrists, but he said, I got out of jail when I left the Houston Texans. Zach Cunningham had a spat. Desmond King in timeout, a healthy scratch. Charles Omenihu, healthy scratch, shipped to San Francisco. Culture, 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 culture. That's all we hear. But when you tell me that Justin Reed has a problem with the culture, and you tell me that Justin Reed is a healthy scratch, Justin Reed is breaking rules, that's when the eyebrows raise a little bit. 713-572-4610 to get in. Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig holding it down. Here was David Coley, Smitty, talking about that rule breaker, that bad person, Justin Reed, breaking rules yesterday and not being on the field. Here's the coach of your Houston Texans trying to explain the weirdness that continues with the Kirby culture.
Justin Reed, and then Justin, well, you said that you would know more today if you decided yet if he would play against the next game.
We'll have a meeting this afternoon and we'll talk about it.
Have you determined more about Reed as your current?
We'll talk about it a little bit more today, John.
You know. Looking forward when you have your discussion with him.
Well, just to make sure he understands that we're all in everything that we're doing, you know, and I'm not saying that he wasn't all in, but, you know, we have rules and we have standards here. And I just felt like that last week during that particular situation, he didn't meet those standards. And when that happens, then I made a decision.
What is sort of your standard for when coaches and players disagree in a meeting or a practice?
It wasn't just in a disagreement. It had something to do with our rules and our standards. It wasn't just in a disagreement.
What is the challenge for you as the head coach when you have a situation like this involving Justin? Mid-season challenges of not allowing this to become a distraction within the team.
Well, it's not a distraction anymore. We took care of it. And, we, you know, those things happen, you take care of them, and then you move on. And that's what we're doing in this situation.
Okay. Wade.
Not a distraction anymore.
There's a lot of people wanting to weigh in on this. We're going to have the landlocked thoughts. We'll just start right there with the Justin Reed thing. The thoughts that you can read on sportsradio610.com, Justin Reed being a healthy scratch, I think it's one of the most surprising things that has happened in a very surprising 2021. I'm very, very surprised. I wasn't shocked that Deshaun Watson wanted to be traded. Hell, I would have wanted to be traded if I had been here from early 2019 to now when Jack Easterby arrived and basically stripped everything. So I don't blame that. That didn't surprise me. Charles Omenihu, Desmond King didn't surprise me. JJ getting released, we saw that coming last year. But this really, really surprised me. But I understand both perspectives. I'm not here to say who's right, who's wrong. I think the Texans lack credibility right now. They're trying to earn that. But from their perspective, they need guys to buy in. And from Justin Reed's perspective, if I were drafted in 2018 or, yeah, like Justin Reed, and I was brought into this situation, I ain't buying what they're selling. And they need you to buy what they're selling because they're trying to build that culture. So I understand both perspectives, as surprising as this is.
Listen, when you have a person like Justin Reed get set down for breaking a rule, I need to know what that rule was. Because Justin Reed is not a rule breaker. And it's surprising to hear that he broke a rule in such a significant fashion that he had to be set down for the game.
Yeah, man, that's so vague.
I mean, it's
so vague.
There's a standard and there's rules, so...
So he doesn't fit your standard, he broke the rule.
He broke the rule, so he got to sit. And like I said, there's a couple of players that basically stood on that table and said, yeah, he broke the rule, so it is what it is. I'm not going to talk about it because they told us this is how it's going to be. I just find it hard to reconcile that Justin Reed is one of those. I think David Johnson might be the only other player on the team that I would be more surprised if they got set down because of breaking a rule. Like Justin Reed, David Johnson, you know.
Brandon Cooks.
No, Brandon Cooks has shown.
Oh yeah, he did.
He's
say
shown
BS.
He does things the right way, but he's still a competitor, and he wants to. And sometimes his emotions can get the best of him. He's a human being. The problem is that they want a lot of robots. They want people they can control. They want people to just go put their heads down. And there's a lot of emotion and things that come into play when you're talking about playing this game, especially at a high level. And so sometimes you're not going to agree with what the person. There's something that I found out as NFL players. Like early on in your career, you think every coach knows what the hell they're talking about. They're NFL coaches. They got to know what they're talking about. As time passes, you'd be like, "This, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. I'm not going to listen to him anymore. Or I'm not going to listen to this person. Or I'm not going to pay attention to that." You find that out as time goes on. They're trying to build something from scratch, and so they can't let it be found out. They got to have as many people all the way bought in, or they got to have enough people playing the game that won't call it for what it is when they see it in real time. And so I think this is what you have going on here. Like Justin Reed probably was like, I'm tired of like toeing the line. Like this is BS, and I'm gonna say this is I don't agree with this, and it is what it is. I know you guys are gonna do what you want to do, but I know
some coaches allow that. Like there are some coaches who allow that. I mean, you can speak to it better than me, but
I don't think that there's many coaches that would allow that in this particular timeline of what they're trying to implement. When you're trying to implement a system and you're trying to lay down, that's with any business, any type of whether you're Pablo Escobar,
but I don't get it. But I don't get it. I don't get it.
You don't get it. Like
I don't.
If you're trying to implement a system, you're trying to implement what you're about. You cannot have dissenters within that.
But what if
culture?
What if
you
just
get rid of those guys?
What if? Yeah, but man, like it just seems like you're asking players to go out there and be professional and put it all out there, but then you're asking them to act a certain way because of where you're at.
That's exactly what they're doing.
That's messed up, man.
But that's exactly what they're doing.
Messed up. Like if I were, this is the problem with the Justin
Reed
thing.
Is it about messed up? That's what it is.
Yeah, it's both perspectives. But I mean, I'm talking from Justin Reed's perspective. That's messed up.
Yeah, but Justin Reed's got to play the game. You got to play the game, or reap the consequences of it. And he probably doesn't care about the consequences. So at the end of the day, it is what time will tell. We'll see. Like, but I mean, most of the guys that were here before the change was made over, they had the ability to get out, they got out.
Yeah.
The ones that had the ability to get out, they figured out a way to get out.
And that'll be interesting because Brandon Cooks himself said that guys are trying to put stuff on tape. This was Brandon Cooks. I thought this was very interesting. This was Brandon Cooks on Texans radio today talking about something that I've never heard someone actually say publicly during a season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – but, you know, like I tell guys, you know, at the end of the day, we signed up for 17. No matter how bad it looks, we just got to continue to go back to work. And, you know, I'm a hopeful guy, so I'm always hopeful that things going to change. But, you know, it is what it is. We are what we are this year and have been. But at the end of the day, you wake up and you got another chance to go put great film out there because, like I always say, there's 31 other teams watching. So it's not about what's just going on here. That's about, you know, future stuff. As we know, this game is a business as well, so you don't want to give anyone an excuse not to want you elsewhere either.
All right, so I want to know what this rule is. We'll get to the call, 713-572-4610. Justin Reed, the first landlocked dot. I want to know what these rules are, because I feel like if I like we're on my own episode of Saved by the Bell, And let's say I was one of the characters. Charles Aminihu was one of the characters. Desmond King was one of the characters. And Justin Reed was another one of the characters. I feel like if I tried to pull like a Zach and say, let's cut class, mm-hmm. I feel like I could talk Desmond King and Charles Aminihu into it. Justin Reed's going to be there before the bell rings. So I want to know what the hell this rule is that Justin Reed broke. Ooh. I want to know what this rule is. I really do. And I think David Culley's kind of kidding himself if he thinks he's just going to put it. You already saw Ryan Clark say and heard him say what he said. And that was clearly from Justin
Reed.
You can't vaguely, but you can't vaguely put out there that my man's broke a rule if it wasn't something significant. And I think if it was something significant, I don't think Ryan Clark speaks. Like, I don't think, like, look, Ryan Clark didn't go rogue and go out there with Justin Reed knowing that he's in this situation and say what he said. Justin Reed didn't talk to Mark Berman because he skipped a team meeting or did something crazy. Like, I want to hear this rule. I want to know what this rule was that he broke. I don't want to hear this in-house crap because.
But that's fine.
That's
the fact of the matter. Like, okay, there's certain states that you can do certain things, and other states you can't.
It's an abuse of power, though, bro. Like, the thing about it is,
I don't disagree. Like, the thing about the rules are the rules.
But
people say that all the time. The rules are the rules.
It's not fair, man.
The rules are the rules. It's not about fair, Landry.
Smitty.
It's not about fair.
This is
not about fair.
This is the problem.
It's not about fair.
I don't care about fair.
Can you get it done or can you not get it done?
This is the thing.
Can you get it done or can you not get it done? If you can't get it done, then 3-4 years from now, they'll be on to the next person.
But here's the thing. Like, we hear about players missing, getting punished for conduct detrimental to the team, or he missed a meeting, et cetera. Like, tell us what the rule was. Because it comes across with all the petty stuff that goes on with the Texans, going through the landlocked dots here on sportsradio610.com, it comes across to me, and I know this team better than 99% of the people like in the city. That's my job. That's what I do. But just based on my educated opinion, when I hear David Culley go up there and say, he broke a team rule, it seems like you're making it so vague because the chances are it's a silly-ass rule.
I don't disagree with
That's what it comes across as. It comes across as it is a silly ass rule. It might be a rule that's up for interpretation. It's not you show up at this time, you're late, you don't practice, etc. It seems like it's a rule that might be up for interpretation, and it seems like it could potentially be petty because Justin Reed sure as hell ain't shying away from it, and the Texans are leaving it as vague as possible.
Does somebody ask Justin Reed what was the rule you broke, and does he answer it? That's the question. Does somebody ask him that, and does he answer that question? This is the rule I broke. He's already broken the shield, I guess you can say. He has brought.
How important is the G code? You're a player. Like, how important is the G code? Are the Texans such a rare exception that it won't be held against Justin Reed? Because I think if a New England Patriot did what Justin Reed has done right now, and they wouldn't, you know that, but if they did, then, boy, you would not get the benefit of the doubt. Bill Belichick has too much credibility, has too much skins on the wall. I think even coaches on the lower tier, the Tomlins, the Vrabels, the Reichs. Like, if you did that, I feel like there would be a G code from a player's perspective where it'd be like, what's up? But are the Texans, like, that much of an eye roll that it's not as risky for Justin Reed to do it?
But I don't know what you mean by risky, because you got to understand in New York.
Like, is he hurting himself as an upcoming free agent? Like, are they going to look at this and say, what's up with you?
I don't think so. He has too much history and evidence of being the opposite of a malcontent.
And the Texans' history is the opposite, correct?
That is correct for the past few years or so. But this is the problem. If it was in New England, they probably would have just let him go. Or they would just set him until he capitulated, because they don't care. They're gonna be like, "Listen, you're the part of this team or you're not. Like, you're gonna do it our way or you're not. But we're not going to flex, or we're not going to bend for anybody." It's hard to implement systems like that in different places. That's why they don't work in different places. That what's done in New England is a unique situation as there is one in sports, period.
But you know what pisses me off the most about this? And this is like, I think people who work for a boss or people who look at a coach can relate to is I think a lot of times there are necessary actions that need to be taken to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. But I think the blowhard boss, the blowhard CEO, the blowhard manager, the blowhard football coach, they do stuff like this.
See, Cully's not a blowhard, though.
Well, he's acting like one. I mean, I think he acted like one. I do. I think he acted like one with this Justin Reed thing, this rule thing, and all that. I think he's coming across as a blowhard. And maybe it's not him, but I think this is coming across as kind of bloody, petty blowhard. It's just. But what bothers me about this is that when you do stuff like this, and then Desmond King has two interceptions, or Charles Aminihu comes out there and looks good, or Justin Reed comes back and does his thing, or Zach Cunningham's out there balling like he has the last 2 years. Like, the blowhard pettiness, the person who does this, they come out and they say, see, he's reacting to what we're doing. Bob Knight's players did not go out there and win championships in the 80s because he put them in chokeholds and slammed them against lockers and pulled his pants down and showed him his bare ass. Okay, there's got to be like some sort of line in the sand, but the blowhearted BS, over-romanticized stuff, it always gets justified and it always gets validated whenever it works. Like Justin Reed, could you see Justin Reed? Justin Reed goes out there on the field. Justin Reed gets two interceptions or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, see, we sent the message and Justin Reed responded just like Desmond King in Tennessee. That's what bothers me about stuff like this.
I have no... First of all,
am I on too much of a soapbox right now? It bothers me. This petty stuff bothers me. Not in New England, but here it bothers me.
Of course, but see, in New England, it's different because the person that's making the decisions has earned ultimate respect.
He built it. He didn't mooch off of it. And right. I think Caserio did. I think Caserio was there for two decades. So I got to give Caserio that. This culture thing, though, we know who. Go on the team website. This isn't my words. Go on the team website. Click on the Jack Easterby bio. It says oversees the culture of the organization. That's not my words. That's their words. He is a latch on in New England.
I just look at it like this. I think there's a lot of players in that locker room that know kind of the situation they're in right now, and they know that David Culley's been put in a precarious position, and they know they understand things for what they are. And Culley probably didn't have a bunch of different rules, but I'm sure there was a rule that had to do with...
What rule?
I don't know, but I don't know what the specific rule was, but there's not, can't be that many of them, especially with him, because he's not a blowhard type of coach. He's not that type of guy. And so if he broke a rule, it's something, like I said...
Yeah, but Justin Reed ain't that type of guy either. But David Culley is the
face...
Say, would you say the Texans have had some blowhard tendencies?
What do you mean by that?
Like, in the last few years, have they done, like, some blowhard...
Of course. Micromanage everything.
But David Culley's the face of that. So he's not a blowhard guy, but he's the face of it.
Ever since Gary Kubiak was put out of the building, that micromanagement type of style of management has been in the building.
Exactly. And Culley's hasn't changed. Culley's the face of it.
He's the face of it because they made him the face of it. He's not the face of it because that's the type of person
but
he is.
But doesn't he have to do what they want him to do?
Exactly. They do. And so, and I don't know exactly what happened, but it probably has something to do with, I don't know if disrespect is the right word, but hey, like, y'all understand.
So what are we in grade school now? Respect the teacher? That's what we're doing?
Hey,
what time's nap time down there? You understand
the role that I'm in right now.
We going square pizza like, or grilled
don't,
cheese?
Don't call me out in front of the entire group, because you know that I am just the face here. I am not the maestro. I'm not the one pulling the strings. You understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Like if it's almost like your malcontent is pointed in the wrong direction.
But if that's the case, what you're saying, and I agree with you, but if that's the case, Smitty, isn't it almost more respectful to treat him like he's not the maestro? Like, isn't it almost respectful to treat David Culley like he is the one doing this? Or is there just supposed to be like some sort of understanding where Justin Reed says...
He could have very well did it just that way, but the way it came across, like... It's almost like you know someone is not the one pulling the strings, but you can't say it out loud. You can't say it in front of everybody. Do you understand? Because once you do that, you undermine everything. And I don't know if that's what happened. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of reasonable scenarios where Justin Reed could have very well been like, hey, man, you know, I know y'all asked me about this, and I know really you're not the one making the decision. I don't agree with this, but you know, people upstairs are going to be the one. He could have put it that way, and it could be the absolute truth in the facts. But you can't say that out loud without there's smoke and mirrors in everything, and you cannot pull the curtain down or pull the curtain back, and then there not be any repercussions of it. You just can't. That's with any business. You gotta play the game. That's what Cooks is talking about when he was like, don't do anything that's going to ruin you going elsewhere, because you don't know the situation you're going elsewhere. He didn't play the game, apparently. And maybe what he did, he didn't think was worthy enough of being deactivated. But now he found out, okay, this is what it is. They've drawn their line in the sands. And some people are going to buck, and some people are going to be like, hey, I'm definitely, if they did it to Jay Reid, I'm not going to let them do it to me. And that's what they need and want. Now, is it going to work for them? I have no confidence that it's going to work.
Yeah.
I have none. I have zero confidence because I haven't seen it work anywhere else.
Yeah, I can get
it. I've seen you try to do these type of things, but I haven't seen it work. So I would love for it to work. But I don't see how it's going to work.
I can get both.
They don't have an offensive system. Defensively, they got a great system that's working for them with what they're doing well. I'm going to call it great, because with what they're working with, they're doing some excellent things.
Excellent.
On the defense side of the ball, the creating turnover, a lot of stuff. But Lovie Smith, his thing is tried and true. He's been doing this for years now, right? Yeah. On the offensive side of the ball, you got a bunch of people that the ones that are decision makers that are with this whole week-to-week matchups and all that, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see how it's going to work.
Let's go around the NFL. Arian Stafford, I see he wants to get in. A lot of people want to get in on this Justin Reid thing. Reaction Monday continues. As usual, the culture riding shotgun, wins and losses, they're bunched in the back. Round the league next.
I'm disgusted with this old sorry-ass team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.